The Mishnah has on Pei Aleph from the base, case of Get Kireach. Mishnah says, Ponsa be Get Kireach, Tetsi Mizel Mizel, Kol Adrachim Eilubo. And then it says, Akom Ashlim Malav Divri Benanas, Vikiv Omer Eim Ashlim Malav El Akrov Maruin Lohoi, Bamakom Acher. Bezo Get Kireach, Kol Shikshar Maruba Meidav. So the Gemara says in the end of the Bava Basra, Rashi's Masber, that the Rabbanon made a special concept of a get mekusher. So a coins, Kohanim were hot-tempered, and they would get angry at their wives sometimes, and then they would divorce their wives. And the stakes are much higher with a coin because they can't obviously remarry their wife because she's a grusha. So they wanted to stall and create time so that they would calm down and not divorce their wives. So we have these, what's a get mekusher, and there were Adam on the outside of the folds, and there were three Adam at least. And that was to stall time so that they would change their minds. So the Mishnah says that if you have one of the folds is open, in a sense, empty space, kereach is, you know, it's totally smooth. It has no, it's bald. It has no Adam on there. So the din is teitzim mizem mizeh and chol adrachim eilubah. So that's the din in the Mishnah. And Rabbi Kiva and Benanas argue who you need to fill in that space that's empty. Benanas says you can use a puzzle, no problem at all. You can use a goslin even. And Rabbi Kiva says you can only use a karov, who's kosher to be made in other places. So let's try to go through this mahalik. One of my rabbeim, Rav Berzon Shlita, who's a great Talmid Chacham, wrote a whole mahalik on this sugya of Get Kireach, and God willing, we'll try to say it over with some hosafas as well. So first thing is that Rashi, the Gemara says, first line there, it says, my time at the Get Kireach, Gezer Mishum Kulchem. So Rashi teaches, God willing, we'll get back to it, Rashi teaches, we're choishish, that maybe the husband said Kulchem, and that sends you to the sugya in your chesmet base, where the Gemara says, if a husband says to a bunch of Adim, 10 Adim, he says Kulchem, he wants them all to sign. So the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish are all 10 considered to be Adim, that's Reish Lakish, and they have a chalos of Adim. And Reish Lakish says, that's Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Kulu Mishum Tanai, meaning two are Adim, and the other eight are considered to be like a Tanai. So the Gemara actually gives two nafkaminas there. The Gemara says that if you hold that it's Mishum Adim, then they all have to sign on the same day, otherwise they get muktam. The kanad asra yomim is a problem. But if you hold mishum tanai, as long as the two adim sign on the same day, the other eight are fine if they sign later. And then the Gemara gives another nafkamina. Let's say one of the 10 was a carver apostle. So if you hold mishum adim, you say edush abot l'msasa bot l'kula. If you hold mishum tanai, we hold it's fine. Because two Adam are kosher and the other guys are a Tanai, so they don't disease the whole cotton, and it's not a problem. You see from there, Pashup Shah and the Gemara, even though it's a machlis we've shown him, the Shittim Gubetz in the end of Basra and Kuf Samach Beis and Beis quotes machlis we've shown with this Adam Shabbat Luxasa Balakula on a star. Pashup Shah and the Gemara, you see, you do. The Rambam says in Ufos Adis, you do, but Feirish. But the Rabbeinu Yonah says not that way. So he'll have to learn the Gemara. Is that he expected the husband to have 10 Adim, and if one of them is a psul, so you won't have 10 Adim. So, first kasha we want to ask is that if you hold, like Rabbi Kiva with Rabbi Yochanan, who says the Adim are Mishum Tanai, when you say Kulchan. So, the bottom line is that just like the Gemara says over there, that a karav and apostle are good, if you hold Mishum Tanai, so then, if you put that together, Rabbi Kiva, why does Rabbi Kiva only allow a karov? He should allow an apostle as well. That's the first kasha you want to ask. Second kasha is, and this is I mean, the first kasha, before we get to the second, first kasha basically is saying the whole din of get kirech is predicated based on gzer mishum kuchem, and in that sukya mishum kuchem mishum tanah, you allowed a case of a goslin or apostle, and here you're in the sugya of get kireach, which is predicated based on that sugya, you're only allowing a karav. So that's the first kasha. Second kasha is that what's Pshat Rabbi Kivitz himself? I mean, Mimonav Shach. Either you hold Lamai, so the Gemara says, Asi Lameimar, that is kasha Leidis. So it seems to be that, you know, Mimonav Shach, meaning that you should allow everyone, or you should not allow everyone. What's this middle of the road Shiti? He allows a Karov because he's Ra'ui B'makom Acher. Even though the Gemara says, because it's Asi Lameimar, you're not going to say that by, you know, a Goslin or an Evid. But Lamaisa, maybe the Gemara is saying more of a Hagdara when it says Asi Lameimar, he'll be Kasha Leidis. So what's this middle sheet of Rabbi Akiva, who is willing to allow a Karov, is not willing to allow a Goslin? That's the second kasha. Third kasha is, if you look in the Tosis Rid here, the Tosis Rid has a line here, I'm just reading from the middle. He says, Shlomazu Enu El Midas Bal, Shiutzavalo Shiachdom Bo. You need Sivu Yabal, even on the guys that are signing as a Hashlomo. Di Shlomi Daito, Heach Rishai Zel Achdom Lahayit Edu Sheker. So the Tosis Rid writes that the guy who's signing as the Hashlomo on the space that's empty has to be Midas Sivu Yabal. So Poshup Shad is this Chasim is not the getter Agadis Edis at all. So why was there a need that has to come from Sivu Yabal? The whole problem is that, you know, they're going to want to makayim this get, and Bezin's going to see an empty space and say, you know, we're afraid that the husband said such and such, and therefore, you know, he wanted everyone to sign, but it wasn't signed, so we're not going to validate the get. Why should there be a conceptual requirement that you need Sivu Yabal? That's the third kasha. And the fourth kasha is that Rashi Lamaisa, later on Pei Bezim and Aleph, when the Gemara has to shout out to Ravami, what to do, they had a story. It says, Kiyasala came to Ravami, I'm going to say the Hishlam Alav Evid Minashuk. So Rashi says, Kiyasala came to Ravami, get Mekushishul Hizmalo Eidim Leminin Ksharav, Vasofer Ve'edim Befaneinu, Vadayim Lo Nimshalo. So Rashi holds that there's a din of Chosmin Zeb Zeb, the Eidim have to sign in front of one another. Tosis quotes have been a Tom here. That is Cholek, and the top Tosis, that in the case of Get Kirech, the Edom don't have to sign in front of one another. Now, there is a din, there is a halacha, and let's mention it now, that the Gemara says on Yerchesimut Beis, in that same Sugya of Kuchem, the Gemara gives two nafkaminas. Now, the Ramban claims here in the Mechamas Hashem that if you hold Edom Mishum Tanai, if you hold Eidim Mishum Tanai, then the Eidim do not have to sign with one another. And if you hold Kulam Mishum Eidim, then they do have to sign. So Gemara could have given that as a third nafkamina. Tosus, though, on Daf Yud Chesam and Bey says, even if you hold Eidim Mishum Tanai, they all have to sign together. Even if you're spreading over 10 days, they all have to sign in the same ma'amad. That's obviously talking about a get poshut over there. Okay, kasha is, why did the Gemara give that as a nafkamina? Okay, that's a kasha, but it could be the Gemara has another nafkamina didn't say. Maybe you need all eight of them to sign lishma. If you hold kulam mishum eight, you need all eight of them to sign lishma. If you hold kulam mishum tanai, maybe you only need two of them to sign lishma, and the other eight don't have to be lishma. And since the Gemara is not listing off all the nafkamina, is not an exhaustive list. Even though the Maram Shif writes there that Lamaisa, he feels if you hold kulam mishum eidim, they don't have to sign it lishma, the other eight. Only two guys have to, because they're just being done to validate the shtar. So maybe it's not an afkamina at all. But whatever the case might be, Rashi holds here by us, by Mekusher, you need the eidim to be chosmin zeb ifnei zeb. You need them to be in front of one another. Rabbeinu Tam is cholek. And the pashtus is like Rabbeinu Tam. What's the pshat in Rashi? That by get kirech, there's a necessity they have to sign with one another. So that's the fourth kasha. One asks, what the svar of Rashi? So four kashas we're asking. Number one is, according to Rabbi Kiver of Yochanan, why is it that he only is machshir a karov and not apostle? If you hold mishum tanai, we pass like a Yochanan. Number two is, the number one kasha is really, why is the get kirek, which is predicated based on kuchem. Kuchem, we allowed apostle. If it's mishum tanai, why here you're not? Number two is what's the smiddle sheet of Kiva b'manav shok? Number three is what's the thesis rid say that you need sivui abal for the adam that are mashlim? And number four is what's shot in svaris rashi, why he insists upon having chaysim zeb if nezeb by get mekusha. So Rabbi Kiva holds halacha lemaisim that you can mafkil the psul of kereach, and lemaisa it's not considered to be identical to the din of tanai, because tanai if you hold edim shum tanai, it's not a hagadis edis lemaisa. If you hold edim shum tanai, the action of them signing is not because of a hagadis edis. And therefore, there's no difference. We're not going to be mechak in a car of an apostle. No chash. Everyone knows Adam Mishum Tanai. They're just external, just a Tanai. That's what a husband wanted to set up the get that way. So therefore, Lamaisa, they're not really Adam in the sense they have to give up God to say this. So we don't care. A car of an apostle will be fine. But in our sugya of get kireya, Hashlama Sachasima. However, by Achim, by Hashlama Sachasima, L'shem Adis, you're becoming mitzuruf to the gufa star, to be mashvid the number of what adim to the number of what slots that are there, and therefore we taka our chayshish that people are getting machshir the apostle, because that chosim of the chasim of adis is a gavra shemei, and if it's a gavra shemei it becomes mitzuruf to the star, then already lamaisa it's much different than a tnai. Even though in theory it was predicated based on the Xayr, but it becomes much more integrated into the star when you do with the Hashlama. And since it becomes Mitzuruf to the star and Mitzuruf to the get, therefore we have to be what really, really focused. Someone who's a real water, who's a real puzzle, so we can't do it. Someone who's only a carv in this case, he's kosher, lamei, and makamacher, that we're going to allow. But there's a fundamental difference you have to say, Pshat and Rabbi Kiva, is that kereach is that when you sign it, you become mitzuruf, you become integrated to the star. And therefore, since you become integrated into the star, what's going to happen is that we're afraid that what they'll become to be machshir apostle. And that's what Rabbi Kiva, it's not that Rabbi Kiva is a middle sheet of machshir both. It's not pshat that it's a t'nai. It's not a full t'nai. It's not like the sugi over there. That was the gzeir mishum kulchem. But once you have this takana of a get kereach, and you have to be mashlum the aid, he becomes integrated into the star, and therefore, lamaisa, it's considered to be what mitzuruf to the gufa star, and therefore it could be a problem. Maybe people will be machshir. This might be the pshat in the Taisus Rid too as well, because the Taisus Rid says, without the tzivu about, it's like mezuyif b'toichin. It's not like Taisus said on Daf Peyam and Aleph, that if you mess up the makom leida of the husband, he's living in a different place, but he was born in place A, he lives in place B. If you mess up the makom aleid, the taisa is not a problem. Because something that you don't need, that's not nochutz to the gufa star, if you mess up, it's not going to possible again. This is different, lamais. And therefore, when it becomes integrated to the actual star itself, the chasima sa'eba shloma sa'get kereach is a chelik of the gufa star. And the melo, that's why the taisa spirit says you need tzivu abal. Whether tzivu abal is out lishma, or whether tzivu abal is out shlichus, that's taisus on daf tesim beis and daf beisim beis. Whatever it might be, the lumdus of tzivu abal is, but there is no doubt since it becomes integrated to get kereach, we have to make sure it comes from tzivu abal. The mail, this might be the pshat in Rashi. Rashi mandates zeb ifnei zeh beidus hashlama. By tanai, you don't need it, like we said from the Ramban. But when it comes to what? When it comes to this concept of what? Get kereach, there is a requirement that it becomes mitzuruf to the star, and the meila, he requires what? He requires the adam to be zeb ifnei zeh for this what? For this hashlama what to take place. And this could be pshat, even according to Ben Nanas. Even according to Ben Nanas, he requires zeb ifnei zeh, halacha lemaisa. Whereas tanai is a tanai chitzainis to the chefs of the get, and the meila, since it's considered to be what? Since it's considered to be a tanai in the chalos gerushin, we don't require it of yishum yishum tanai. This is the shita. What? This would be the shita of Rashi, and the Rav Zatzal said shat. The Rav Zatzal said, if you look in the end of the Gemara Babasra, the Gemara has a din that Chizkiah is Maleo Bikrovim. Tysis quotes it up here on Pais Bezim and off the top Tysis. If you have a space between the body of the star and the Adim, you can fill up with Krovim. So the Rav said the Gemara compares that there to the concept of Avir Sukkah. Avir Sukkah is a problem with Arba Tvachim, whereas Pusel Schach is only Shlosha Tvachim. So he wanted to say the fact that the Gemara compares, what we're doing here is trying to get rid of an empty space. The psul is a psul chalak. And get kereich is a psul chalak. And Ben Nanas or Bekivar argue, how do you makshir that psul? Ben Nanas says, I don't care any chassim in the world is fine. I don't care how bad he is, how puzzle he is. And Rebbe Kiva says, only a chassima that has a chalosh shem aid can mafkia this psul chalak. And that's, Tos says 2 days in Bava Basra, our Tos only quotes one, whether Chizki is going like Ben Nanas, is he going like Ben Nanas? Because he says Maleo Krovin. So that's the Shiloh Lamaisa. Is he going like Ben Nanas? Is he going also like Rebbe Kiva? The 2 days, Halacha Lamaisa and Taisus, whether that's the case. But it comes out according to Rebbe Kiva that Rebbe Kiva holds that the Chasim of Adis is a Chelik of the Gufa Star, and the Mela. We're not going to what? Matir psulim to sign, because we're choshish that they're going to be machshir them latest. Whereas Benana says, I don't need a chasim l'shemenis. Any chasim of Baal is mafkil the psul of chalak, and the melu, I'm not choshish for anything that they're going to be machshir them for edis acheris. So it comes out, l'maisa, we take this a step further, that according to Ben Tam, who holds that by kereach, you don't need zeb if nezeh, the Ran in the Dapi Arif, in the end of the parak, is Toilu the Shita Rabbeinu Tam with the Deya, what we learned earlier in the year, that a Baal cannot mevatel the get after it's written the Heksher. He's totally the same thing. He says, Ashlama Sakereich is not Shaykh to Haggadis Eidus Bishtar. Therefore, there's no Tzorach to Mitzarev the Chasimazu. Ain Tzorach Litzarev Chasimazu to the Chasimaz Eidia get. The get Kereich is like Kucha Mishum Tanai. Purely. And therefore, it's Meshum Tanai. Rabbeinu Tam says you don't need Zeb if they Zeb. And therefore, says the Ran Shat Rabbeinu Tam. That's why you don't need Zeb if they Zeb, because Mamish Kulu Kufnei Tanai. But if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, why is an Eid Puzzle not good according to the Kiva? So why shouldn't, if it's totally extraneous, why shouldn't an Eid Puzzle be good? So it could be, maybe there's a difference between the Sugya by us and the Sugya and Dafir Ches. Bezdin tells the guy to sign. So if they tell the guy to sign, maybe what? Maybe it could very well be that maybe they're going to say, if Bezin told this guy to sign, maybe they'll say he's kosher for another Avis. But in the case of Tanaya and Yilchesim and Bez, that's Mitzan Ratzot Abal, and there is no chash that that's going to happen. So it could be, Lamaisa, that Rabbeinu Tam, according to this round, fits beautifully. Now, one could say that Rabbeinu Tam is only going according to Ben Nanas. And then a Hanami, according to Rabbeinu Tam, he would agree, according to Rabbi Kiva, that you need Chasimah B'Tarius, they have to be together. And therefore, they need Zeb if they Zeb. When Rabbeinu Tam said his psak that you don't need Chasimah Zeb if they Zeb, it's not clear. Is he only saying within Benanas, or would he say it even according to Rabbi Kiva? Could be that maybe according to Rabbi Kiva, he would be Modi, you need Zeb if they Zeb. But we're saying as far according to the Ran, maybe he would say it even according to Rabbi Kiva. But Lamaisa, what comes out is, so we basically have at least four nafkaminas that we're mentioning as to taking an approach on one pole that it's completely extraneous, whereas another pole becomes what integrated to the actual gufa star. One nafkamina is the din of zeb ifnei zeb. Do they have to sign together? Number two is, do you need sivya abal? Number three is, we said, do you need bisman hakasu begetin is mekana asor yam good? And number four is Rabbi Kiva aid karuf. With an aid karav, only an aid karav that he allows. So even though we pass him like Yechon and Mishum Tanai, but in the get kereach, there's nischadish a psul in the get that requires a chasima, and therefore it's shayach what? That's shayach the dini edis and star salach lamais. Okay, so this brings us to the following, the Ran there in the end of the parak. The Ran continues and asks, how does Reish Lakish jive with our whole sugya? Reish Lakish said, Kula Mishum Eidim. Kula Mishum Eidim. You look at the Tanoim here. Benanas allows a psul, apostle. Rabbi Kiva allows Eidim. Kula Mishum Eidim. What's pshat? How does Reish Lakish learn the whole sugya? So the Ran says, Tumahauchim. One Mahalachi says, it's possible that maybe by getting the kusher, Reish Lakish's motive, kulchum is mishum tanai. Okay. So the whole kash is skirted. Could be by getting the kusher, which is our sugya, his motive, the kulchum is mishum tanai. And therefore, Lamais, it's like the tanai of the chacham and not the baal. Okay. And that would be, that's basically what Rabbeinu Tam was saying, what we said from Rabbeinu Tam. But the Ron is bothered by, he says, you mean to tell me Mikan Vada Sar Yamin would be good by Get Kerech? He says, that's, he's not willing to Makabal. That Mikan Vada Sar Yamin would be good by Kerech? He says, that can't be. So the Ron is not Makabal that, and therefore he's Mosif. He also says, why do we Tetsi Mizem Mizem? If it's really Mishum Tanai, he's Mosif, why is it Tetsi Mizem? Just do the Tanai later. Even after she gets married, he could do the Tanai. So the Ron says an amazing shot. The Ron says that in our sugya, it might be a Tanai, but it's a Tanai in the Maisa Gerishin, not the Chalois. And that Asfara might even be by Get Poshit as well, by a regular Get Poshit. It might be it's a Tanai in the Maisa Gerishin, not just a Tanai in the Chalois. And if you look at the Ron in the first parak, when the Gemara says the din of Chosin Zeh Bifnei Zeh, and Daf Yudim Beis, the Ron says, the Feirish, that this is a din of chalos gerishin, not the ma'aser gerishin, like he says here. But he says we're afraid that everyone's not going to sign it the same. Everyone's not going to sign it all. So he says we're matzich them really to sign the altar, even though maker adin we said if it's mishum tanai mikan adasariyam is good. But he says they were machmer to get everyone to sign right away because we're afraid everyone's not going to sign, which would be a problem in the chalos again. So in the first parak he's learning chalos again. Here he says it's a ma'aser gerishin. It's a din in the ma'aser gerishin. You know, that din over there, we should mention that. It says over there, Ein Chosin Zeb, Lo Pnei Zeb, by Gittin. So how can we bring up in our sugya that they're Rishonim? Rabbeinu Tam said, you don't need it. So first of all, the Baal Mor says the Girs is wrong over there. You can have Zeb below Zeb. You can't have Zeb below Zeb, but they don't have to be Pnei Zeb. Number two, that might be only L'chachila, not B'diyevit. That's number two. And number three is it could be that whole sugya in Yerim Beis only says Bifnei Zeh when the guy said Kulcha Mishum Eidim. He actually said Mishum Eidim. I want you to be my Eidim. But if he doesn't want you to be Eidim, then Lamaish, you don't need Zeh Bifnei Zeh. So the three days were shown to get out of that Gemara. And how could you say in our sugya that you don't need Bifnei Zeh? Doesn't it say Bifnei Zeh Yerim Beis? No, the three ways to get out of that very easily, not a problem. But it could very well be that this is what the Ron, this is the first Mahalach in the Ron. But then the Ron offers another pshat for Reish Lakish, which is amazing pshat. And he says like this. He says, no problem. Reish Lakish sticks to his guns. It's Mishum Eidim. If it's Mishum Eidim, so how do you allow a Goslin and a Karov? So he says like this following Lashon. Lo letzarif edusin amar kain, ute edusin betela, elakach amar shichasmu, haksherim kidinan, vakarov bedino. What does that mean? What is pshat in the Ron? Again, lo litzarf edusun amarkein ute edusun detailo, which would make it bulky. Elakach amar shichasmu haksherim kedina vakarov bedino. The guy's still puzzled. What's pshat in the Ron? And he says later, like Rabbeinu Tam, that they don't have to sign Zeb if name is Zeh. That's also lamais against Mishum Eidim and Hakarov. How do you square that if you hold Mishum Eidim? So it could be. And this is what Verza and Shlita wanted to say, that there's Svei Dinim in Agadah Seydis. There's two pu'ulas in Agadah Seydis. There's a Din Agadah Seydis, and there's a Din Asiyas Chefsha of the Shtar. So a Get Mekusher, it's not Mestaber, that when you have more than two Eidim to sign, I'm asking these guys for Agadah Seydis, Treis Kameya. You don't ask for more than two guys to be made. But rather, the Din is a Din in Shtaris. And that's the difference by Kulchem. By a Get Poshut, you're Mishana the Din, the Balabas, of Trey Kameh, and he says, you know what? He says he wants three Eidim. But by a Get Mekusher, there's only Shnei Eidim and Magidim, and the Chachamim were Makbid, that there should be an Eid Nosaf to sign, in order that the Get would be Kosher, even with a Karav, it's Kosher. And on that, there is no, he's not a Chalik of the Kat that testifies, and he doesn't passel. The Baal's Mechavim to the Osafa and the Misper Edim that make the Get, but they're not Haggadis Edim. And therefore it's Poshut that the Osafim have to sign that day because they have to make the Get a Get. Without their signature, it's not going to be good. It can't be a Muktam. And by a get makusher, if they don't sign, it's a chas b'balma. It would mamish be a chas b'balma. Whereas the sugya by a get toshin and t'nai could very well be the get's a get. But the other eidim l'maisa, you know, it's a chisaron in the tzivui of the ba'al. But it's still a chalos get. Here by get makusher, they manufacture the chalos get. And if you don't have all eidim signing, it's mamish a chas b'balma. So nafkamin, if you had eidim asir, it still would be bad. The nafkamin would be still, if you had eidim asir, it still would be bad. Halach l'maisa. So it comes out that this new mahalach in the Ran is basically, the Ran is the middle shita. Basically, what he's saying is that, you know, on one hand, halacha lemaisa, it has the what? It has the echoes of a shtar, right? But on the other hand, they don't become what? They don't become, it's working mishum Aden, as we said, Reish Lakish, but on the other hand, it has a din shtar to it, and that's why it has to be on the same day, but they don't passel. If it's considered to be what? If they don't passel, if it's considered to be a passel or a karov, they wouldn't passel at all, and he wouldn't say to Shabbat Muksasa Batlakula. Interesting, he concluded, what would be the place it's rid? Sivui Abal. What's the din of Sivui? Is that Tali by Agada Shtar? So by aiding Chasima that have nothing to do with Agada, like in our case, then they would be fine. But if he hold it to Tanai, Lamais, in the Chasima that's Yotzer, the same Shtar, then maybe you would also need to have a tzivui of the person that's doing the chasim as well. So what emerges is that this new pshat of the Ran really, really, I think, has a nice perspective on this din of get kireach, that it's considered to be kind of like in the middle sheet of this Ran, but you have to compare it halacha lemaisa with the sugya of andaf yuches. So let's mention some more details here of this din. First of all, how do we paskin? So whenever you have a machloek, it's a bekiva v'chaveroi. Gemara says, "Neiriv and membavim and beis." You pass like a bekiva. Ramam the perish mishnayis the meiri. They all hold like the nanas. Rashi pashup shad also holds like ben nanas. And the Tosis Yontif says, "What's pshat? It's against that klal." So he says, "Because Ravami paskin like ben nanas. That klal is said only in a vacuum. Here Ravami paskin with affairs like ben nanas. But there are rishonim that say." Beferish, the Rashba says, like Rabbi Kiva, based on that cloud. And it means a raya that in the brisa we had on that sugya and Pe'al Mez, it only says Karav. So if it only says Karav, that's against Benanas, it's like Rabbi Kiva. Right, Rabbi Yochanan says, Beferish, you only allowed Karav. So that's a raya that the Pesach is only like Rabbi Kiva. So that's the first Nikud I wanted to mention. Second Nikud is, it's interesting, that when we say this, is this a din l'chachila? Mashliminalov, or is it only Bidiyevin? So the Taisis Rid seems to say that it's a din lechachila. We do this, it's a din lechachila, you can do this. Mashliminalov is not a problem. However, if you notice Rashi in the second wide line, he has a girsa of lag kosher garcina with ben nanas. So must be the adab, it says Rashi's girsa was kosher, and he added in Vlad. Somehow Rashi wanted to say this, well, this would only be a bidiyevit type of thing. So it's interesting that you have a machloikis also in the Rishonim. Would this be kansabi l'chachil or bidiyevit? Okay. Also, third nikud I want to mention is it's interesting. The Taz in here in Simon Memhei asked the Kasha. He says, what's the big deal? If people sign on it, everyone knew it was kosher. We're just trying to fill up the gaps. The Taz asked this kasha. He says, what's the big deal, Lamaisa? If we all knew it was kosher, so you filled it in with a puzzle, why should that be a problem? So the Ksos says in Simon Memei Sifkot and Dalid, he says it's a problem because you never want to what, even though Taisa says, even though it's Yotzeb Emes, you never want to what, prove things through Adam that are psulim. Even though it might be the truth. But the bottom line is you never should try to do that. And Rabbi Chanan actually writes that if you received money through a mistaken psak, klapi shmai, it was fine, it's okay for you. But Beis Din can't paskin based on something that's possible. It's a problem, the psak of Beis Din. So that's exactly what the Ksay says is going on here. Even though we might know it's true and everything's fine, but the bottom line is you cannot validate it through what? Through something that's considered to be what? Someone's considered to be possible. Okay, next Nikud I wanted to mention, on that Tosfos, on Pei Bezim and Aleph, Rabbeinu Meshulam has a case, which they get Poshet, and then they bring a third guy to sign later. So Zeh lo b'fnei Zeh. So the Rabbeinu Tam brings a raya that he's correct by get Mekusha, Rabbeinu Tam himself, you don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh. He brings a raya to Rabbeinu Meshulam. Now Rabbeinu Meshulam was talking about a get Poshet, a regular get. So the Rishonim say, well, the raya must be like this. If by get Mekusha you need three, and the third guy doesn't have to Zeh b'fnei Zeh, so how much more so Lamaisa, that by a regular get, Poshet, which you only need two, and you added a third, you don't have to Zeh b'fnei Zeh. Only thing is that how do you prove that's against Rashi? Because Rashi, Lamaisa, holds by Mekusha, you have to be Zeh b'fnei Zeh. So how do you know Rashi would argue on Rabbeinu Meshulam by get Poshet? That's number one Nakuda. Number two Nakuda is that it's possible the Marsha asks, he says, and this is, I was bothered by this Kasha, but the Marsha asks, why is Tosfos not asking on Rabbeinu Tam, oh, you don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh? What do you mean? Maybe he said Kulchem. Doesn't Kulchem require Zeh b'fnei Zeh? That's what the Marsha says. Why didn't Tosfos ask on Rabbeinu Tam? So I don't understand that Kasha. If you hold Mishum Tanai, you don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh. According to the Ramban, if you hold this Mishum Tanai, you don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh. But nonetheless, the Marsha has a Meir Dikup shot. He says like this. I was just bothered by his kasha, like we said from the Ramban. You don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh. So what's Marsha asking? Why didn't Tosfos ask on Rabbeinu Tam? Many Rishonim say you don't need Zeh b'fnei Zeh.
Didn't he say Rabbeinu
Tam himself requires? No, Rabbeinu Tam does not require.
Then he said Rabbeinu
Tam, right? No. Tosfos, I said, requires, not Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos in the Chesed basis, not Rabbeinu Tam. So I was just bothered by it. But listen what the Marsha says. A Meir Dikavorti says. You look back at Rashi. Rashi says, "Chashinim shum kulchem." Rashi says, Rashi says, because we're afraid that maybe he said kulchem. We're afraid maybe he said kulchem. That he actually said it. So the Marsha says, Taisa says not that way. We're chayshish that someone will see it and think the guy said kulchem. Not that he actually said kulchem. So therefore, at the end of the day, if they all sign it, even if it's Zeb and Lobif Nezeb, no one knew that they weren't in front of one another, so no one's going to be chayshish that as long as they all sign it, oh, no one's going to say that in the case of Kulchem, you don't need everyone to sign. Because at the end of the day, everyone signed. So that's why the Marsha says that Rabbeinu Tam, Lamaisa, that's why Tosfos did not ask on Rabbeinu Tam why he doesn't require it. Because the chashash he learned in the sugya was not because he actually said Kulchem. The chashash was, I'm afraid that someone might see it and think he said Kulchem, and you don't need everyone to sign. But here, in the end of the day, if everyone signs, it's not a problem. So that was with the Marsha, and it comes out, it's just interesting, what the machleik, what is the gzeir mishum kulchem? Is the gzeir like Rashi, they actually said me kulchem? Or is the gzeir that people will view the get, thinks that he actually said kulchem? Okay, and a few other nekudas, and then if we have time, I don't know if we'll have time, but I wanted to speak about that thesis very quickly in Ayin Chesed and Beis. But the Gemara in Bava Basra compares, brings a raya for Chizki and Malo Krovin from a case of Karav or Pusel. So isn't that a raya? It's just Karav or Pusel. Isn't that a raya that were holding like bananas? So some Rishonim say no. The Brisa was holding like bananas. Chizki holds like Rabbi Kiva, and they were just trying to prove you could be Mosif. It was like a conceptual raya. But that's interesting, Lamaisa. The Poshup Shah Nekamara seems to say that Chizkiah could even go, because it brings a riot to Chizkiah. He only said Krovin, brings in Psulim as well. And also, he says a Lashon of Krovin. Lamaisa says, Karov Echad or Shnayim good? That's a whole machlekes in the Rishonim. Is Shnayim considered to be good or not? In fact, there's a Raya that says they could sign and just say we're signing the Kavod Baalim. And the Miri says, very bizarre. He says, very strange that they should be able to sign like that. But it's a whole shiloh when you say, Krovim, do we allow one? Do we allow two? Because in our sugya, we only allowed one. Right? We only allowed one. And Chizkiah said, Malo Krovim, he allowed two. So by a get Mekusher, seems like we're only allowing one. And over there, we're allowing two. It's a get Pashut. But if you compare the two together, maybe it's a Machlekes. So that's also a shiloh, Machlekes in the Rishon. Okay. All right, we have a few minutes left. I don't know. I've worked for many years on this Tyson Ion Testament base. Maybe you'll take a look at Ion Testament base. Very bothered by this. Let's see what we have in the shot here. So the Gemara says that there's a din of Gita of Meshicha B'yado. If Chista holds, if you can pull it back, it's not a get. If you can't pull it back, it's a good get. Because you need creases, Valeka. When he has the cord, it's a chisar and it's felt in creases. I think that's what Tysus means. We, you know, Sarfati Shlita spoke about, you know, the Xosar of Chaim. I discussed it, Rav Shechter Shlita discussed it about, is it a Chalais Nesina, is it a Kenyan? But we can't forget the element that there's a din of creases. There's got to be a severance. I think that's what Tysus means over there on Ayin Chesem and Aleph. On the second line of the Tysus, he says, on the end of the Tysus, the second Tysus, L'choka kasi l'kona. Even if you held the Choshin Mishpud, Caleb Shalkona is kona by, but yet you need a creases. So maybe you need stronger. There's like three, four times the Gemara tries to equate it to Choshin Mishpud, Gemara makes it a kipt and slugs it up. Is the Gemara keeping the equation? Maybe it's slugging it up. That it's not a din kinyan, it's a din nesina. The Gemara has it on Ayin Chesem and Aleph on the top, it slugs it up. On the bottom, Ayin Chesem based by the Nar, slugs up the equation. There's all these equations with the kinyanim and choshen mishpud with chalais kinyan, and then slugs it up. So I guess you could go one of two ways. The equation still sticks, or maybe I'll underline the up gefreg of the Gemara is that they're different. But even if you say it's a chalais nesina, there's a din creases. So Tysus points out in the beginning of the Tysus, right? He says that we're not talking about where her hand's open. And then she what? And then he puts the get in the hand, and she clenches it, because halacha l'maisa, when she clenches it, she's doing the actual mice, and that's tligit chmeagabi akarka. So that can't be the case, and that's what the Gemara says in Bamitzia Zayim Af. Meshicha biyado is good by kinyanim, right? Because you know there's no din of creases by kinyan suitor. It's good, but by get you need something more powerful. You need creases, so it's got to be. Can't have any strings attached. Now, maybe that's where that famous phrase came from, this Gemara. So what is the pshat in the Gemara? So the Ri says that her hand is already clenched, and he sticks the get in there, and he sticks it in there so strong that he can't pull it back. That's a good get. If you can pull it back, it's bad. That's Shitas Ri. Then the Rabbi Natan says her hand is open, and there's a cord on. The get is so heavy that if you pull it back, the cord would break, and he would not be able to take it back. Okay. So the Ri has his definition, and the Rabbeinu Tam has his definition. Then Tysus Zok, he says, Sarach lezahir, sheteyada isha psucha, hacheniach kol haget biyada. The intikbots biyada bocha about ochus brosha get. Brosha get biyada, lo havi get, lavi kamo get, yitum biyada mashicha biyada. So Tysus says, poshup shat, he's talking about regular getting, where there is no cord attached. And he says, Bain Lafida, the Beis Yosef learns like this too. The Beis Yosef of Kufla Mades learns like this as well. That the Sark Lazar is going, Bain Lafida Rabinatam, Bain Lafida Ri. Bain Lafida Ri, Bain Lafida Rabinatam. In a regular get, she should keep her hand open, finish the job, give the get, put it on her hand, and then he removes himself, and then she takes it. But if she clenches her fist while he's putting it on, that becomes Gitun Meshicha B'yadam. Yes? And that's a problem. So the Sark Lazar is talking about where there's no cord on the get. Yes? Okay. Then Tysus says, no, I think that case is good. And the Beis Yosef learns this is a third shita. The Beis Yosef zok v'nira de kusher, the logoro me'arak l'chartzik shlafte david get. He says that we learn is good. Avagav di arabal harik masav shlo titul v'amachmer tov lo bracha. Okay. He says, Rabbi Natan and Ri and Rabbi Natan say it's bad, but he says Tysus is a third sheet of Zakh the Beis Yosef. Now, some Rishonim quote this B'Shem the Ri that he was Chozerbo. The Korban Nisanel says it's not the Ri. He says, look in the Rosh, it's Rabbi Yosef. Tysus Rosh says that maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, it might be Rabbi Yaina. But let's learn like the Beis Yosef, that it's a third sheet. Okay? And the third sheet says it's Kasha. So, first thing I want to ask you, according to the Ri and Rabbeinu Tam, why is Arak Lecharze good? Right? The Ri and Rabbeinu Tam required a hand to be full in a regular get. Yes? He puts it in there, removes himself. It's a good get. If she clenches it while he is in her palm, bad. That's Meshicha B'yado. Right? Ellie, you follow me? So why is that different than Arach Lecharza? So says the Torah Skitten like this. The Torah Skitten says, I think this is Chad, that in Arach Lecharza, he's doing this thing with his waistband, and she's taking the get, but they're not doing the same, they're not on the same thing. He's doing a pu'ula while she does something. So he's playing an active role. So that's fine, the Rabbi Natan would say. But in the case where he puts it here and she's clenching it, that's mamish mashiach b'yirah, because that's on the osa pu'ula l'maisa. That's like osa pu'ula. He's eating in, she's eating into what he's supposed to be doing. Whereas he's just doing this and she pulls the get, it's like a tag team. So that would be fine. That's the Torah's getting says pshat. Now, conversely, what happens in the case if you hold like Tysus? Tysus says, Alach l'maisa, Tysus says that this case is good, right? This case is good. When you put it together, this case is good. Why is that considered to be good? He argues on, Tosus argues on the Rabbeinu Tam and the Re and the Rabbeinu Tam. He says this case is considered to be good because just because they happen to be sharing the same pu'ula in that sense, that's not considered to be what? That's not considered to be a chisaron. According to Shitas HaTosfos, even though when he puts it in, she clenches like this, but he's putting it in, that's not considered to be a problem. Now, why is that not considered to be a problem? Well, where Mashiach B'yada was, why does, what's Pshat and Tysus, I'm asking. Conversely, we framed why the Reed and Rabbeinu Tam say that their case is different than Arach Lecharza. Now I'm asking, according to Tysus, why is this case good and Mashiach B'yada bad? So I think the pshat is that Mashiach B'yada, either you could say, Davin Milim has a pshat that, you know, in Arach Lecharza, he told her to do it. There was an Amira. That gets the whole shadow of the mirroring begins the arise of the Rabbanah, but he told her. In this case, he didn't tell her. That's what the Avnei Miluim has. But it could also all be the Taz says if Mashiach B'yada shows, he really doesn't want to give it because there's still a cord there. But maybe you could say Pashtus is that when there's the cord that's still in the get, Lamaisa, that's a Chisar Lamaisa in his requirement of Krisis. Once there's Mashiach B'yada, it's a felt in the creases. Whereas when he just puts the get in this, there's no cord. That's not a felt in the creases. So Tysus held that that was good. Tysus held that was considered to be good. Okay, whatever B'yirim you want to say, you got to. I worked hours on this Tysus. I don't know if it's us, God, what we're saying. I think it is. But you got to compare those two cases to see what it is. The bottom line is that a Machmer Tovalo Bracha is a Shalom HaShishish. So we have to make sure that we fulfill all the shittas properly, that we fulfill the get, and make sure that it's done properly. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shavuos, good Shabbos. Yes.
How did the first Mahalath, how
yes.
did you explain Rashi requiring 17?